Getting ready for the second half. This game is a two-point game, 36-34. And sitting up here, I want to remind everybody that you can still sign up for the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon. That's going to be going on February the 17th in West Plains. This is year number, I keep forgetting, 12? That's right. I said 10 the other day, and it's actually 12. Right, if you run in this event or walk in this event, you get to do it with some pretty neat people. Ryken Gunner is one of them. I'm just assuming that he's going to be in it again this year. All right. So, Ryken, have you been training or have you been playing basketball?
Focusing more on basketball right now.
Basketball will get you in. Do you feel like you're in pretty good shape for this?
Pretty much. Run a week or two and we'll be good.
So, it's February the 17th. If you go to the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon Facebook page, you can find the information right there and get signed up. We're going to have people from who knows how many states before it's all said and done, but we got at least 7 or 8 states that are going to be represented at this event. And it's a terrific event. And the shirts look great. The medals look great. So it'll be a good time for everybody. All right, we're ready to start the second half. And here we go. Moberly with the basketball. They're up by 2. At the left wing, quick shot for a 3 to start it, and that barely drew backboard, picked up by Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany, I'm going to guess we're going to see the ball in Carlos Paul and Kyle Germany's hands a lot here in the second half. Kyle Germany picks it up on the wing. No one comes to the ball. Bounce pass across to Lionel, and now reset the offense. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Screen right to the point. Carlos, with 3 seconds, takes it strong to the hole, stops, fadeaway, jump shot is no good. Slap long, picked up by Paul. Carlos all the way in, puts it up and good, and the Grizzlies tie it up at 36. Almost call that good too quick. But we're tied at 36. I don't know if your dad wanted me in that picture or not. Left wing, here's a 3, and that's knocked down from the left side by Isaiah Robertson, his second 3 of the ball game. Greyhounds on top by 3, 39-36. Kyle Germany, travel with the, 10 seconds. A 10-second call. And that's just not paying attention. Turnover number 10 on the Grizzlies tonight. There was a little backcourt pressure, but it shouldn't have resulted in 10 seconds. Xavier Sykes out front shoots a 3 from way out. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies on Lionel Kamwemba, who was chicken fighting inside with Cameron Williams. That's 2 on Lionel. And it's Greyhound basketball from underneath. Sykes on the inbound, gets it, Williams catches, shoots from 12, rims off, rebounded by Lionel Kamwemba. Kyle Germany will get it over, a 3 would tie it. Kyle with the dribble to the left point, to the right point, pass to Urji Hanami. Our scoring column, very unbalanced. TGF dribbles over and dribbles and a whistle. And we'll have a foul call against the Greyhounds. That's going to be against Isaiah Robertson. That'll be his first foul. Team foul 1 on the Greyhounds, 1 against the Grizzlies. 18:09 left in the second half. 39-36, Grizzly ball underneath. Germany on the inbound. Ooh, boy, he had Foster open on the back door. Didn't see him. Inbound play, lob out front to Kamwemba. On the left side, Carlos Paul. He'll take it to the left baseline, be cut off. No one comes to the ball. Lob out front. Ball stolen. Got to go to the basketball. Ball tipped up ahead in the front court. And out of bounds, it's going to be Moberly basketball. And TGF got away with just a bald-faced push on Sykes. That ball, he was going to let it go out of bounds, and TGF just gave him a two-hander. Did you see that?
It was Cooper. I don't know what to think about that.
I think they were looking at the ball and not the players. Here's the inbound, left corner, catch and shoot for 3. It's no good. Rebounded by Hanami. Grizzlies down by three. TGF to the point. Hunami guarded by Sykes. That's a big mismatch. He dribbles down, lost the basketball, turned it over. Third turnover in the first 2.5 minutes for the Grizzlies. Robertson out high, dribbles over, curls over, shoots it high off the board, no good, and he was fouled on the shot. Urji Hunami just got his third foul. So Urji Hunami becomes the first Grizzly to get three fouls, so he'll come out here. And Kenan Peebles will check in. Kamari Vinson will check in. First free throw try is good by Isaiah Robertson. He has 7 points tonight for the Greyhounds. One more try for number three in red. And it's good, or I should say, Takeo Carpenter. He makes a pair, and it's 41-36. TGF spins away, drives in all the way, puts it up, got it blocked, now out of bounds on Foster, and a turnover on the Grizzlies. Sykes, front court, left elbow. Gets a pass there, gets a hand back. Sykes in the left corner, picked up by Kenan Peebles, left baseline, driving in. Good job defensively, ball lost out of bounds. And why, did we touch that ball at all?
I don't know how we could have.
Well, it's called out of bounds off the Grizzlies. He'll stay with the Greyhounds. 16 left on the shot clock, 5-point game.
We spoke about consistency earlier with these calls, and it's still ringing true.
Inbound play, ball thrown away, so there's a little frontier justice for you. Moberly throws it out of bounds. So right now it's Grant Foster with Kyle Germany, Kenan Peebles, Lionel Kamwimba, and Kamari Vincent. Lob up the floor, bad pass, thrown away by TGF. Tried to throw it down the floor to Kamwimba, but the ball was intercepted and step out, but that time by Moy, and the Grizzlies get it right back. Inbound play, Germany gets it down low, Peebles one bounce, ball lost out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. We must have had biscuits with butter at halftime because we're just turning the ball over left and right. Six turnovers in the half already after having nine in the first half. That's in 3.5 minutes. We've turned the ball over six times. Left side, Sykes. Pulls up, shoots from the right side. No good. We are very lucky that they're not shooting the ball worth a hoot. Kyle Germany at the point. On the deck, all the way in, left-hand layup, short, no good. Rebound by Williams for the Greyhounds. Three, right side, no good, short. Ball picked up by Kamwimba. Let's run with it. Grizzlies with Germany. Gets around the defense. Lob pass underneath. Foster, wraparound bounce pass. Bounce top of leg, out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul will come in for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kamwimba. 16 minutes to play. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. 41-36 Moberly. Back in a minute on KDY. Why don't we throw the ball inside, you know? That makes sense. 16 minutes to go in the second half. It's Mountain View night. Big crowd here to watch the ball game. Grizzly ball. They're down five. Inbound play. TGF out front. Clock running down the key to the right corner. Ball faked by Kamari Vincent. Lob across to the left side. Germany through the lane and lost it, stripped away, out of bounds. Still Grizzly ball with 13 on the shot clock. We just look like we have nothing right now on offense. Inbound play, Carlos right-hand baby hook air ball, tipped in the air, picked up by Germany, puts it up inside, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. They come back up the floor, 2-on-2 break to the across, good pass. And the ball blocked away. That's going to be a goaltend on TGF, and the bucket will count. and I'm not sure. Was it 12, Moy?
I'm not sure either.
It's going to be him.
And they have a lot of twos.
43-36. Grizzlies have 2 points in the first 4.5 minutes of this half. Riley Whitaker pass to the middle. Vincent, 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound is taken down by Foster. Puts it up on a reverse good, and he was a mile in the air to come down with that one. 43-38. Hounds with it with Sykes. And a reach-in foul on Kamari Vincent. Kamari gets his first foul. 15:08 to play. The Grizzlies playing really shorthanded tonight. We don't have Gage Pitts. He is out for a little while with a broken wrist or cracked wrist. Here's a drive by Sykes down the key. No good. Left-hand shot. Kicked out by the Grizzlies. Whitaker now up ahead. And Germany lost the ball on the way up. Up strong inside with the shot. No good. Tipped up. No good. Ball comes out. Picked up by the Greyhounds. Here they come on the run. One-on-one. A step around. Shot is up. No good. Going too fast was Freddie Cooper. Rebounded by Whitaker again. PGF has it. Out to the point. Three ball in the air. And good by Kyle Germany. Boy, we needed that. Badly needed that. 43-41. Greyhounds and Robertson for three on the left side. It's a Carpenter from the left side. That's good. And he has his second three of the ball game. And a timeout by the Greyhounds. 14:21 to go in the second half. Moberly 46. MSU West Plains 41. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Back at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison. We've got Drew Joyce on video. Got to my right, Curtis Ballou. Back in the studio, Nate Hudson. To my immediate left over here, I got Reich and Gunner. How could we lose this game? We've got the lineup to win. 46-41, Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Bounce pass, across the floor, over the timeline. They'll break the 10 count with 1 second to spare. Left side, Kyle Germany with it. Steps back, shoots a long three way off the mark, off the back iron, and the ball picked up by the Greyhounds. Sykes down the lane, drives in, blocked away by Lionel Kamwimba. And he kept it in play and got the ball. That's great defense. Kamari Vincent to the hole all the way, lays it up, no good. Got fouled, he'll shoot two. 13:48 to play, and this could put the Grizzlies back within three. Kamari Vincent, 2 points tonight, 0-for-2 from the free throw line. We ought to have Mountain View night more often. People came out on a cold night to watch Grizzly basketball. 46-41. Free throw by Kamari is good. Kenan Peebles is back in the lineup for Urji Hunami. I see Javian Downey on the Grizzly bench on the far side. Hopefully we'll have him back next week. Next free throw is good. Back to a three-point game, 46-43. Out front, right side. Riley Whitaker guarding the ball with Moye. Now here's a drive and a layup. It's up, and we got a whistle. And a foul in the basket. Nope, no basket. I thought for a second that ball went in. But a foul will be called on Lionel Kamwimba. He's got three. And Moy will go to the free throw line for the Greyhounds. He went down pretty hard, it looked like there.
I heard the thud up here.
Same end of the floor where Gage Pitts got knocked to the floor last Saturday and cracked his wrist. Here's a free throw. First one is good. Lionel comes out with three fouls. Carlos Paul back in the game. Riley Whitaker with Kabari Vinson, Kyle Germany, Kenan Peebles, and Carlos Paul. One more free throw try here for Javaris Moye. And it is no good. I saw what Reichen did there. He clapped his hands right before he shot it, and that worked. We'll have to do that more often. Kyle Germany, right side, right baseline. Carlos Paul, one-on-one, works his way in, double team. steps through, lost the ball, loose on the floor, got it back, bounces again, goes up, kicks it outside, whistle three, no jump ball, and it'll be Grizzly ball. It'll be Grizzly basketball on the alternating rule. We're lucky we didn't get 3 seconds is what we're lucky about. But luckily, they don't call 3 seconds anymore for the most part.
I think that whole sequence was just a mess.
47-43, Grizzlies down by four with 13:15 to go. Kind of the way this game is going, the first team to 65 probably would win. Inbound play, Whitaker in the corner. Bounce pass, Germany baseline pull-up jumper, won't go. Ball tipped and picked up by the Greyhounds and K.O. Carpenter. Carpenter gets it over the timeline, crossover dribble to the hole, puts it up, no good. Late whistle, foul call on Kyle Germany. And Kyle gets his first foul of the ball game. Two seconds left in the second half.
Glad to see Kendon Peebles back in the game. In that first half, he was walking around a little gingerly after 1 point.
First free throw try is going to be good. Nikeo Carpenter is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, and he'll get one more try here. And he has 9 points tonight. 48-43. Good again. Now it's a 6-point game, and I think this is the biggest lead from Overly. TGF gets across, gets trapped. Turnover. He did the exact thing that you shouldn't do in that case. He took a step across midcourt and picked the dribble up. And so you got, instead of two people guarding you, you got the timeline guarding you, you got the sideline guarding you. So basically you're guarded from four sides. And he stepped on the timeline and turned it over. 49-43. Left point, left corner, tip pass by Riley Whitaker out of bounds, stays with the Greyhounds. Moberly has outscored the Grizzlies 13 to 9. Robertson on the inbound for the Grizzlies, for the Greyhounds. Pull-up shot, 13-footer off the side iron, no good. Kendon Peebles gets a Grizzly rebound. Up the left side, stolen. Bad pass up ahead. But Kyle Germany, take it away. Left wing, set, pop the three, it's good. Nelson Reynolds with his first basket of the game, and now it's a 9-point game. And now we'll get a whistle and a foul call on Moberly, and luckily that whistle was blown because we were on the verge of turning the ball over again. Second foul call on Moberly's Cameron Williams. 52-43. Germany on the inbound to the right corner. Kenan Peebles, baseline, gets bumped before the shot. That'll be a third team foul against the Greyhounds. Darian Combs in the game for the Grizzlies. Javaris Moye with the foul. That'll be his second. Inbound play out front. TGF has it. Steps in the lane, double team, hook pass underneath, layup, no good, partially blocked, and a late whistle. That's all we get in this game, are late whistles. Kenan Peebles got fouled, evidently on the shot. That foul will be number 3 on Cameron Williams. So Kenan Peebles gets the benefit of the late call, and he'll shoot 2 times. I know it's cold, and I know it's hard to react quickly, but it's not that cold in here. Kendon Peebles will try to get on the board for the Grizzlies here. First try is off the back iron, no good. Grizzly free throw shooting tonight. 9 out of 18. Second attempt is good. Needed that badly, 52-44, but we need some more, too. on the left point. Here's Moyer. We'll give the ball now on the left side. A high screen. Move it over to the top with Freddie Cooper. He's had a big night with 18. Left side baseline. He'll cut the dribble up. Now back outside. Stole it away. Kenyon Peebles. He's going all the way. Lays it up and good. Great defense. Great finish. Kenyon Peebles has five. 52-46. And sometimes that will get you going. And now another late whistle. And Kenyon Peebles bumped the ball out front. Kelly Hunt made the call, but 1001, toot. In the corner on the inbound, here's a three, and that's good. What a shot that time by Nelson Reynolds. He's made two threes in his half. 55-46. TGF throws the ball out front, turned it over. Got trapped in the corner the other way. Here's a missed dunk. That's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be off the gray. Did that actually touch anybody for the Grizzlies? They're going to say it's off Kenyon Peebles.
I think it was Cooper dove into his own bench and threw it back, and it went off KP's foot.
Well, somehow. That's 18 turnovers on the Grizzlies. 55-46. Moberly ball back in a minute with 11:04 to play. Grizzlies down by 9 on KDY. 11:04 to go. 55-46. The Grizzlies last two or three games here. We've kind of done the same thing. We get behind by 8-10 points, make a run here, and by the end, it's close. Last time out, we couldn't finish it last Saturday. It'll be Moberly basketball in the front court up by 9. And they have a 9-point lead, and they really haven't played very good. They haven't shot the ball especially well, but they've shot the 3 much better than us. Top of the circle, Carpenter with it. Back out to the right point. Reynolds, left side. Here's a long 3 by Cooper. That's an air ball, but underneath Williams picks it up. Couldn't finish it. And the rebound picked up by TGF. Lob across court. Riley Whitaker at the point. Ball faked by Germany. Lob pass. Bad pass. Stole it away. Here go the Greyhounds the other way. And a dunk by Freddie Cooper. Grizzlies now with 19 turnovers tonight. 57-46. Now ball pass cross court. Nearly thrown away again. Whitaker has it. Bounce pass high post. Carlos Paul. Carlos bounces. Ball knocked away. Picked back up. Out to the right point. Kyle Germany. Spins to the middle. Goes all the way. Right hand layup. No good. Tried to spin it off the glass. Got it back. Lost it. Picked up now by Carpenter. Well, this is about the flattest performance we've had in a while. Way out left side. Here's a long 3, and that's good by Carpenter. And this game is slipping away right now. 9.5 to go. We'll get another timeout, next dead ball, but it's a 14-point game. On the baseline, pass inside, Carlos Paul, and he'll be fouled as he caught the ball. He'll be fouled by Cameron Williams, that'll be his fourth foul. So they will have to probably get him out of the game. Achilles Evans will come in for him. Timeout on the floor with 9:26 to play. It's Moberly up by 14 now, 60-46 on KDY. Grizzly basketball underneath in the corner on the pass down by 14 now. TGF dribbles across to his left, up fake, leans in, shoots it, missed it, rebound, tied up, and Moberly basketball. A little push in there after the play. Moberly basketball, 9:15 to go. We've made 4 field goals in 11 minutes and 45 seconds, and that ain't going to beat anybody. Backcourt, Greyhounds get it across with Carpenter. Into the post, a turn by Evans, shoots it, no good, and a rebound foul over the back that time against the Greyhounds. Achilles Evans just back in the ballgame, and he picks up the foul. Team foul number 6. Both teams with 6, so we shoot free throws on all the fouls from here on in outside of player control fouls, that is. Germany in the middle breaks the count. Takes it all the way to the hole. Feeds it over to Kimwimba. Bounce pass outside. Someone needs to make a shot here. TGF with it. Doing his Globetrotter gig. Turns, shoots from 10. No good. Luckily got bailed out with a foul in the paint. So the foul will be number 3 against Nelson Reynolds. TGF tonight, 3 out of 4 from the line, makes this free throw. It gives him 8 points at the end of the game. Our sponsor, by the way, for the game tonight at the Civic Center is Don's Auto Service. And we're going to name the Don's Auto Service player of the game here at the end. Here's the next free throw try. That's good. It's 12 now. Boy, we got to make a push. Down by 12. There's 8:40 to go. And a travel in the backcourt. Late whistle and a travel.
At this point, do we even acknowledge that it's a late whistle?
Maybe we should just take it as a given. he did. He walked with the ball nonchalantly in the backcourt. And then it was like, well, that was so obvious. Should I go ahead and just call that? And the answer is yes. Grizzly basketball. Ergy down the key all the way. Right-hand scoop layup. No good. Paul with the rebound. Back outside now. Germany on the wing. Carlos, free throw line. Cuts down the left side of the lane. Stops, cut off, triple team. Right-hand baby hook won't go. Tipped out of bounds. Who touched it last? It's going to be off the Grizzly. Boy, you know, I know this, how simplistic this sounds. If we could score, we'd be in great shape right now. 60-48. Sykes, back court against the Grizzly full court press. They break it. Evans kicks it left side. Carpenter. Jab step, shoots a three from the corner, in and out. Rebounded by TGF. Permanent crossover dribble. Now in the front court. Lob pass in, knocked away. That's going to go all the way to the back court. And the Grizzlies are going to turn the ball over because Carlos Ball sliding for the ball had a foot out of bounds. Turnover 20 on the Grizzlies tonight. Kamwimba back in the ball game. Kamari Vincent out of the ball game. Inbound play, Carpenter to Sykes. 7:48 to play. Grizzlies down by 12, 60-48, second half. Xavier Sykes on the right side. Nelson Reynolds spins to the top, pulls it back. Sykes with it, three on the shot clock, a floater high in the air and good, and that brought rain and 2 points. Xavier Sykes with his first basket of the game. 62-48, right down the middle of the lane. He had to shoot it. Time was running out on the clock. Germany, bad pass. Stolen. Midcourt, all the way. Carpenter lays it up and good. Very careless basketball. Germany in the backcourt. Up the left side. Hunami. Baseline drive all the way. Blocked away. Nice defense that time by Tariq Anderson. And the Hounds have it, and they are firmly in control now, under 7 minutes to play. Left corner, Sykes. Can he make a three? And no good. Ball comes off to Kendon Peebles. Well, we're in a spot now where just making a two is not going to do much. We're going to have to turn it up a little bit here. Here's a ball thrown away. Turnover number 22. Trayon Grant Foster, if he's got one, I bet he's got 7 turnovers tonight. So that was just a careless half-baked pass. Tried to throw it over the top and just went sailing out of bounds. Sykes in the front court. Moberly with it. Evans has it. Now back over to Sykes. 6:20 to play. Right side, Nelson for a three. He likes it, but it rims in and out. Rebounded by Peebles. Darian Combs in the ball game. Kinden at the point with it. Over on the left side, Urji Hanami. Back outside to Riley Whitaker. Down the lane, Carlos puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play. Now stop the clock with 5:56 to go. Tariq Anderson with his third foul for the Greyhounds. Boy, we have had every opportunity, not only to be, we're not in the game right now, but not just to be in the game, but actually be even or maybe better off, but we can't make the three, and we throw the ball away about every other time down the floor. First free throw by Carlos is good. And the next one, no good. Rebound by the Greyhound. And our free throw shooting has been abysmal. Nelson on the right side to the left. Sykes, no look pass underneath. Dish off inside. Evans lays it up and good. Good passing inside. And Tariq Anderson gets the bucket. 66-49. Left corner, Kenton. Open shot for a three ball is no good. Ball is fought for on the deck, picked up by Sykes. Here comes Moberly. Now they'll turn the ball over carelessly. Back the other way, Urji all the way. Lays it up with a left hand, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Nelson has it with 5:10 to go. When people see this score, they should not assume that Moberly was just that much better than the Grizzlies tonight. Moberly hasn't played very well. But we have played very poorly. Shot in the corner, no good for a three. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, Darian Combs. The Poplar Bluff guard gets it over the timeline. Carlos Paul with it. Down the key all the way. Puts it up, no good. Ball tipped out. Picked up by the Hounds. No control it with Akili Evans. Front court, left side. Here's a three. That's off the mark. Tipped over, but picked up by Cooper. Shoots it. No good. Foul on the play. So, two shots. That foul is the second one on Kamari Vincent for the Grizzlies. First free throw attempt here is good.
I think they gave that one to Carlos.
Yep, they did. Kamari Vincent is in the ballgame now. Carlos goes out. Urji goes out. First free throw was good for Cooper. Next one is good for Cooper. He has 22 points tonight. Kamari Vincent up the left side. Cross-court diagonal. Kenan Peebles. Riley Whitaker. Now Kyle Germany at the right point. Riley, Kamari, players run together. Kenden has it. 5 seconds to go in the shot clock. Kyle down the lane all the way. Right-hand floater is good. As the shot clock expires, 68-51. .340 to go. On the left side, Cooper, baseline, follow away, jump shot is good. 70-51. Front court, bounce pass up ahead in the left corner. Lionel Kimwemba. Riley Whitaker has it. Kyle Germany. Riley shoots the three, blocked out front. Taken down. Here come the Greyhounds. 3-on-3. They'll feed it back to Sykes in the left corner. Drive on the baseline. Blocking foul on Kyle Germany will be his second. 70-51. After the game, the Don Zotto Service Grizzlies player of the game and Coach Jared Fay will join us. .70-51. Greyhounds at the line. The first attempt is good. I wish they had a little bit of variance in their numbers. This is Evans at the line, makes the first one and missed the second one. That 21 and 22 are easy to mess up. Down the front court, Kyle Germany. Out high, hand it back to Kyle. Gets a screen left. Moberly constantly pushing out away from the basket. Here's a drive by Carlos or Lionel, and he'll be fouled on the drive. 71-51. Grizzlies playing shorthanded tonight. We don't have Javian Downey. We don't have Gage Pitts. And we haven't had Lucas Prola since the Reagan administration. 71-51. Which is to say we haven't had him really at all. Lionel free throw try is good. First point of the game for Lionel Kamwimba. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, Lionel doesn't score very much. I said, how can you score if you don't have the ball? You got to have someone throwing you the basketball if you're going to score. Now, when he gets a chance, he does fine. But just no chances. 71-52. Dang, but again.
Lionel is very efficient when he gets the ball in his hand.
And the thing I like best about Lionel, he is a clutch player. Here's a steal at midcourt, and the Grizzlies throw it right back to the Moberly Greyhounds, which sort of epitomizes this entire night. And now a steal back the other way, all the way to the hole. Urgy lays it up, no good. Put back by Kyle is good. It's down to 16 with 2:28 to go. Pat Smith panics, calls timeout. Back in just 30 seconds on KDY. 71-55, the Grizzlies let this game get away after halftime. They were down by two, 36-34, and shazam, the turnovers came in torrents. 14 second-half turnovers, that's just in the second half. 23 for the game, right elbow pull-up shot, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by, as you don't say the Greyhounds, but I'm going to quit that, because it's going to be called off the Grizzlies. It looked for all the world like Achille Evans tipped that ball out of bounds. Inbound underneath, Moberly with it. They're on the verge of winning their 15th. They'll be, 4-1 in region play. We will be 0-3. In the right corner, back outside, set, pop, 1-3, no good. And an over-the-back foul will be called on Achille Evans. That'll be his fourth. You know, the one thing we really have trouble with, and we saw it against NEO, we saw it with National Park, we saw it with, you can just make almost the entire list. The difference in our guards and other teams' guards. Other teams' guards, 6'5", long arms. Our guards, anywhere ranging from 6'1 to 6'3", and you see the advantage that gives you. There's a free throw. First one is good by Kamari Vinson.
Well, and Moberly's guard tonight isn't even bad. That hurt us. He's only 6'2". He's just hustled, I guess.
That makes a difference. 15-point game, 2:05 to go. Next try, good.
And he's not the one you would think would be the one to hurt us tonight.
Front court, Achille Evans. Will keep the ball, takes it in, and tried to dunk it, got fouled by Kamari Vincent. There was a switch, and no one switched. And so that will put Achille Evans back on the free throw line. That will be number two on number one. First free throw is good by 21. Achille Evans. And he'll get one more try. Darian Combs in for Kamari Vincent. We almost have as many people not dressed out on the bench as we have dressed out. In fact, we have more. Next free throw is good. Timeout. 1:53 to go. Greyhounds up big. They're going to win this one. Matter of the final score. 73-57. And back in 1 minute on KDY. Back to play, Grizzly ball, 1:35 to go. This one is over. Greyhounds are going to win on the drive. Ball turned over by the Grizzlies for the 24th time. On a drive to the left baseline, and Kyle Germany just kicked it out of bounds. 15 second-half turnovers. 24 for the game.
And there's not a whole lot you can say for that.
There is. None of it could be broadcast, though. That is true. Carpenter in the front court. He'll just hold the ball. And now we'll come out and guard him a little bit. Still not tight enough for the five count. 10 seconds on the shot clock. DeKale Carpenter. They won't, and Moberly won't play this poorly up at Moberly when we go up there. Next shot is no good. Rebounded. And the driving layup is good by Achille Evans. And that was just way too easy. 73-57, 16. I think it's an 18-point game. Front court, right side. Kamari Vincent for the three, no good. Rebound by Urji Hanami. Darian Combs with it. Take it in there, son. Puts it up on the drive, no good. Ball picked up by Urji, and a foul will be called. Stops the clock, 36.7 to go.
One bit of information that doesn't make this too surprising. I mean, the gap in the score does, but Moberly actually is really good on road games. They're 6-1 away and 4-3 at home, so they play better on the road.
That is weird.
And they're 4-0 at neutral sites, so it doesn't surprise me that they're going to win. It does surprise me about the gap in the score.
Fourth foul call on Nelson Reynolds from Moberly. First free throw is good by Urji Hanami. His first point of the ball game. And good again. Well, at least our free throw shooting has gotten better in the second half. We've shot 14 free throws second half and made 12. That's a huge improvement over 7 out of 15 in the first half. But I'm telling you, that three-point shooting number is going to be bad again tonight. In the front court, Williams has it. K.O. Carpenter. 20 seconds to go. They're just letting the shot clock run down. 13 seconds. 75-59. Williams out front, right side. They don't get the shot away in time. And a turnover on the Greyhounds. Six seconds to go. We're just playing out the string. We'll probably throw it in, just let it tick off. 75-59 would appear to be the final in this game. Darian Combs will let it roll. He'll pick it up. At big court with 4 seconds to go. Crosses over. Come on, shoot it, Darian. He does. Shoots a three at the horn. No good. Ball game over. The Greyhounds swamp the Grizzlies in the second half and win it 75-59. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game is Kyle Germany. He finished tonight with 23. We'll talk it over with the head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay, in just a moment. Back in 1 minute on KY. All right, we're back here, and the final score is 75-59. The Greyhounds win the game. They go down to 15-4, and they're now 4-1 in region play. Grizzlies go to 8-11 and 0-2 in region play. Jared Fay joins me over here to my right. I didn't think Moberly played very good tonight, and we turned the ball over 24 times. How do you win a game like that?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Moberly's the last team you want to play against with nine guys dressed down. And I think we played a pretty good first half, and really we guarded, I think, pretty good. But we did. We had the period in the second half where they just broke us mentally. You know, they can wear you down physically, wear you down mentally, and we started having some longer, lazy passes that we got to learn from. And, you know, some credit to our guys. It's a tough stretch right now, and I think we'll get Case Pitts back and hopefully Javian here pretty soon. But we got to learn from that. You know, that's the only thing I'm disappointed. Second half, I feel like we broke mentally.
In the second half, the Grizzlies scored 6 field goals in the second half of the ball game. One thing we did do much better in the second half, though, we shot free throws much better. We were 7 out of 15 first half. Second half, I think we were something like 12 out of 14. So that was better. But, you know, what really burns about this is we had an opportunity. If we just played well tonight, we'd had a good game tonight like we'd had last week against Three Rivers and against other teams. That's all it took. If we'd had a really good, solid effort, we had a real shot at beating these guys, and you don't get many chances to beat good teams at home.
No, exactly. And we play them two more times at their place, but, you know, we just got to keep, you know, overall I feel like we've been getting a lot better. This second half, I feel like we took a little bit of a step back. But the first half, we played right there with them. There's a lot of positives we can take, but we can't break mentally. That's the thing. We're not going to win many games. You know, we have too many guys who are too hard on themselves, and they make a mistake, and then they're absorbed in that mistake. And our defense let up a little bit when we weren't making shots, but you know, we need to get some other guys back here and learn from this.
And speaking of learning, Moberly is usually. And I don't think they're as good a defensive team maybe as they have been over the last several years for that matter. But, and just overall, maybe not quite as good. But you are not going to be able to go one-on-one with these guys because if you do and you turn your back to somebody, somebody's coming from behind, someone's going to steal the basketball. That's just the way Pat Smith's teams play.
Yeah, exactly. And we saw it in the first half more where we reversed the ball a few times and then attacked.
Right.
You know, that was our game plan, was to make them move a little bit. And then we did get some gaps, but we forced some gaps, gaps that just weren't there. And you know, putting our head down, help size loaded up. You know, we got to get better at that. Ball's got to move more.
Next Wednesday night, we've got Mineral Area here. We know from playing over there, well, I don't know, you weren't there. But we know that we can play with those guys. And Pat Smith told me before the basketball game, you know, we were talking about that game, and he said, you know, Mineral Area beat them by 15 points.
Yep.
And we were talking about it, and I said, you know, we could have beaten them with just a little bit of luck over there. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, you guys forget your record. He said, you guys are getting better. And I thought, you know, that kind of reflects what we've kind of seen, what you've been talking about a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's crazy. I don't think any of his coaches love the fact we play each other three times, and then eventually it's going to be four times. So you're going to see some drastic turns, I think, from game to game. You know, some team might win a game by 20 and then lose that next game to the next team. Three Rivers is as good as anybody. State Fair is as good as anybody, you know. So we just have to some degree, put this second half behind us and get ready for Wednesday night and just keep getting better and better. Because we play all these teams so many times, there's not going to be any secrets, and we just have to learn from our mistakes.
A week between games, and we don't play again until next Wednesday. Not playing nearly as often as we did the first couple of months of the season. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Right now, it's a good thing. You know, we need to get Javian back out there. We need to get some guys healthy. And but you know, everyone's got some injuries right now. Everyone's going through something, and we just kind of go back to the drawing board from this game.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, man. All right, Jared Fay here as the Grizzlies. Lose to the Greyhounds, 75-59, and the leading scorer in our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game for the Grizzlies is Kyle Gervais with 23 points, 9 for TGF, 12.9 for Carlos Paul, 6 points for Kamari Vinson, 5 points for Kendon Peebles, and 2 points for Urji Hanami and Lionel Kimwemba. Leading scorer of the ball game with 24 was Freddie Cooper for the Greyhounds. He finished tonight as the leading scorer, and besides the turnover count, which was 24-14, which is just enormous. The other statistic in the game that has been our biggest bugaboo this year, three-point shooting and scoring from the three-point line. The Grizzlies made 4 threes tonight, all 4 by the same guy, Kyle Germany. Then you take stock of what Moberly did from the three-point line tonight. In the first SC, they made 3, 6. They made 7 threes in the first half. In the second half, they made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so 12 threes for Moberly, 4 for the Grizzlies, which means the Grizzlies were outscored from the three-point line 36-12 and lost the game by 16. So the Grizzlies go to 8-11, undefeated. Number 4, Mineral Area, will be here next Wednesday night, and that game will be here on KDY live video stream, and you can catch that on all our platforms. So until then, for Nate Hudson in the studio, for Drew Joyce on the video, my partner over here, Curtis Ballou, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, Greyhounds win it by a final of 75-59. As we say, good night from Section 106 at the WPCC.